United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said yesterday the UN hopes to boost the number of peacekeepers in Sudan as voters continue to register for a January referendum on whether the south of the country should secede from the north. Charles Collins has this report.
The plebiscite is the climax of a 2005 peace deal that ended decades of north-south conflict, Africa's longest civil war, which killed 2 million people. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he wants to increase the 10,000-person-strong peacekeeping force, which monitors compliance with the peace deal so it could better verify possible ceasefire violations and also protect civilians. There are concerns that delays and cross-border tensions could derail the vote and see the country fall back into the civil war. Speaking at a high-level Security Council meeting, United States Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said it was critical that the vote proceed freely and fairly.
Regardless of the outcome, the will of the people must be respected by all parties in Sudan and around the world, because we have already seen the alternative. The alternative, the unacceptable alternative, is Sudan's past. More than four decades of recurring conflict, 2 million people dead, millions more displaced, simmering tensions that stall development and perpetuate poverty.
Earlier this week, the bishops of Sudan called for the development of mechanisms to guarantee that the will of the people will be upheld no matter what the results. The bishops also appealed to all, especially young people, to refrain from being drawn into political violence and to heed the call for peace and restraint in order to build the future they desire. I'm Charles Collins.